Hello, and you're very welcome to the KBC Bank Investment Podcast in association with the Sunday Business Post. I'm Ian Guider. And you're very welcome to this episode, the latest in our series of investment specials. And this month, we're going to be talking about investing in funds and how KBC Bank can help you do it. And I'm delighted to be joined this month by Hugh O'Rourke and Pat Nocton from KBC Bank. Pat and Hugh, you are very welcome to Business Post Towers. Pat, when people come into you, they obviously have a lump sum or their regular savers. What do you tell them? What's the initial advice out there?
Okay, well, I suppose at the moment, the big challenge for customers that have money to invest or put on deposit is the low interest rate environment that we have. Rates are very, very low, have been quite low for the last number of years. And the likelihood is that, you know, while rates will start to increase or expected to start to increase towards the end of 2019, those levels of increase are going to be very, very small. So what customers are looking to do is to try and get a return on their funds that is beating inflation at a minimum. Investment funds is an option that customers should consider in order to achieve this.
Now, many people out there have different appetites. I might be a bit more adventurous. Some people don't want to lose money out there. So there are different types of investors. How do you kind of get the balance right?
Yeah, so at KBC, we set all our funds under advice. So the first step in the process with every customer we meet is to do what's called a risk profile or risk profile questionnaire. That risk profile is 10 questions, and that determines the customer's appetite for risk. So they'll be categorized as either defensive, dynamic, or very dynamic. And based on that, then we would have suitable products for each risk profile.
So yeah, just to cut across you there, Pat, this is actually the most important decision you'll make as an investor. Anywhere between 60% and 90% of your potential return is determined by your risk profile. When I talk about risk profiles, all of our risk profiles are linked to long-term benchmark allocation weights across asset classes. So, for example, our defensive product would have a 70% allocation to bonds and a 30% allocation to equity. So the surplus or additional potential return is where our active management or our strategy team step in.
Are we, as Irish investors, are we more risk adverse? Are we more into the defensive profile?
So yeah, well, from what we've seen this year so far, about 85% of all of our clients tend to be defensive. Belgium would be our more established main market across the group, and they have about 75% of their customers who are defensive. So yeah, the Irish customers tend to be a little bit more defensive than our Belgian counterparts.
Yeah, and based on that, our advice then from a recommendation point of view would be that customers buy an investment fund within their risk profile.
Yeah, it's very important that they do, because if and when there are bouts of volatility, any kind of losses that might happen in the short term, that customers are able to withstand it.
I know when many people say, I'm buying an investment fund, I mean, they'll say, well, what's that about? Surely I should just be buying stocks myself or bonds myself.
Okay, well, I suppose it's true, and a lot of customers that we meet would say that and have that as a view. I suppose the challenge for a customer in terms of investing in equities themselves is to get that diversification piece. Our investment funds, KBC investment funds, all our funds have 3,000 different positions over a mixture of equities, bonds, cash and commodities. For a customer to be truly diversified themselves on equities alone, they need to hold 50 positions or hold 50 different equities. So that in itself, for a customer to get in a position where they can buy those 50 equities, that's the start in the process.
Yeah, and that's 50 stocks across sectors. And then within those sectors, it's across companies. So you have to be, you know, you'd have to have a wide, array of expertise to be able to look at not only stocks within sectors, but across a lot of different sectors.
To actively manage that in a world where everything's changing, indices change all the time.
Exactly, and I read just before I came up here that GE looks like it's going to be relegated from the Dow. It was one of its original 30 components back in 1896. So it's going to be replaced by a pharmaceutical chain or a pharmacy chain in
And so for customers to even try to manage that, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, so like as Pat said, we have about 3,000 odd positions in all of our funds. That's across bonds and equities. So a lot of those equities would receive dividends, and all the bonds would receive coupons of some sort. So all of those coupons and dividends will have to be reinvested. So if you invested one of our products, you know, it takes that kind of decision out of the investor's hands, and it adds that little bit of discipline that might be needed.
Yeah, and most people out there, they're not fund managers in their own mind. They don't be able to sit there looking at the screens and stock prices and bond prices and currencies. You take that away from them. Is there a sense out there that people are now understanding this type of investment in Ireland, because we didn't have a lot of these mutual funds before?
Absolutely. I mean, the current low rate interest rate environment is boosting that a little bit. Customers are more aware of the options that are there, and they are looking to get that better return. Like, if you look at it from a KBC perspective, in terms of the diversification, and the big thing or the big advantage of the investment fund is the diversification. As I said, we're investing over 3,000 different asset classes, so 3,000 different positions. All our funds are fund of funds, which means there are three levels of fund management going on at all times. So we have our strategy team in Belgium who look at the overall strategy on a monthly basis. Then we have, if we look at our civic fund, we have our civic fund manager. And then we have our various themed or strategy fund managers managing those teams as well, which civic would invest in. And that is going on a daily basis, and that fund management is there. And it's what a customer is paying their management fee for. Customers on occasion, you know, would say, well, the management fee is a little bit high. We think our fees are very, very competitive in terms of what's out there on the market, and what the customer get in return. They get that absolute management on an ongoing basis. The other thing as well is, if you look at it from a KBC perspective, KBC are experts in this area. KBC, although we're new to the investment market here in Ireland, we only launched our funds in November 2014. KBC as an institution have been selling investment funds for the past 68 years. We currently have 220 billion under management in various funds. You know, so we have that expertise.
Hugh, you might just go through the different types of makeup of the funds out there for people with different risk profiles.
Yeah, so I suppose coming off the back of a very quiet year in 2017 in terms of volatility, we've seen this year our floor protected funds have become more popular. So our floor protection products...
Just explain that in a bit more detail for...
Yeah, so our floor protection products take a point once a year. They set a floor, and that floor will be maintained until the same point next year. So we give it almost like a one-year insurance premium on your fund. So it performs in the exact same way as our CIVEC, which is our open balance fund, but it gives you the downside protection. So last year we didn't see it being as popular because volatility was basically non-existent. But this year, with the re-emergence of volatility in February and again in March, with fears of the trade wars, etc., people do want the upside that a mutual fund can offer, but they also want to limit their downside, in which that's what our floor protected products do.
And as you said, you know, we've got a bit of volatility. Are people picking up the phone and saying we'd like to be a bit more locked in for safety? Is that something you're seeing?
Yeah, well, you know, people tend to have very short memories. So we always advise people, and we can't stress this enough, that people invest in line with their risk profile. So what we've seen this year is that people who may have invested outside of their risk profile, they get very anxious when, you know, they got anxious when the losses in the short term begin to ratchet up. But again, we've come through all of that, and, you know, the funds in terms of their NAVs and their performance are back to where they were. They're above where they were at the start of the year. So if you invest outside of your risk profile, make sure that you can actually withstand the losses.
When we're having a conversation with a customer, you know, that's very, very important, an important part of the discussion. We discuss with customers their short, their medium, their long-term requirements. The portion of their funds or the funds that they consider putting into an investment product is their longer term funds. So we have a discussion with a customer. If a customer is a defensive profile, they're going into a low risk fund, we're talking about an investment horizon of 3 years. If somebody is a dynamic, we're talking about an investment horizon of 5 years. And if somebody is very dynamic, we're talking about an investment horizon of 7 years. So that will be discussed with the customer in detail before they invest in the fund. That being said, all our funds are open-ended investments. So if a customer's circumstances change or they need access to part or all of their fund, they can take from it. But again, if a customer comes back and looking to withdraw funds from a fund that's slightly down or market going through a period of volatility, from an advice point of view, again, we would be explaining to them, now is not the time to come out. You need to stay invested. If we look at our Civic Law Fund and the performance of our Civic Law Fund over the last 10 years, we all remember 2008 and the downturn in worldwide economies. The value of our fund in 2008 was down 15.3%. But if customers remained invested and customers did remain invested, that downturn in fund values was recouped within 2 years, and the customers were in a stronger position than they were before the downturn. So the key to investing is that a customer remains invested during those periods of volatility, and we would, you know, have a detailed discussion with that.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of Daniel Kahneman.
He's a behavioural economist. Yeah, yeah.
And he has a famous quote. It's like, people are terrible predictors of their future emotions. So, you know, like Pat says, these investment funds, firstly, aren't for everyone, because people don't like to have any potential downside, which is fine. But for people who do want to beat kind of deposit rates or inflation, they have to start looking at alternatives. So if you don't invest in line with your risk profile, you know, if there's a kind of a sudden bout in volatility, you're more inclined to make decisions, and probably bad decisions.
Yeah, there are people out there who say, look, I maybe at the low returns, I want to get a jump start on that. I mean, how do you cool people down, or what do you tell them?
Well, we would have had, we'll say, February, March, there was volatility in markets. Equity prices dropped back, or equity markets dropped back, which had an impact on the value of our funds. They dropped back in some cases. Some astute investors that already were in the funds did contact us, did come back, and seen this as an opportunity to invest in the fund now. So they were buying units in the fund at a lower price, which was giving them a potential greater upside when markets recovered. And as Hugh said, that recovery has taken place over the last couple of months, and fund values are higher now than they were before the end of January, when that volatility came about. You know,
I know we focus rightly on the people who want defensive investments, but there are people out there who have a higher risk appetite, people who've got a longer term horizons. What's in the kind of funds that are geared more towards people who want to take on a bit of risk and have an appetite to invest?
So we have a new fund. It's called our flexible product. We have three core fund management techniques that we offer in KBC. So it's our open balance product, which is our Civic portfolio. We have our floor protected funds, which are our PPPs, or Privileged Portfolio Pro.
Sounds a great name.
It's a great name, isn't it? And our flexible. So diversification isn't just, you know, what you're investing in ultimately. It should also look at diversification across fund management techniques. So our flexible portfolio is for, what it does is it takes advantage of any kind of momentum that exists in the market. So it overweights the outperforming asset class, and it underweights the underperforming asset class. So it starts each year as a 50-50 fund, so 50% invested in equity and 50% invested in bonds. And then over the course of the year, then it'll overweigh the best performing asset class to take any advantage of any kind of momentum that exists.
Are we seeing any change in appetite amongst Irish investors, even out there? Again, as you say, look, we have had volatility. Are there people out there who like that type of product?
Well, I noticed that last year people seemed to be taking on a little bit more risk, but since the volatility re-emerged in the earlier part of this year, we've seen people going back to kind of more defensive products, and especially our floor protected products.
And our preference as advisors, and having discussions with customers, is that those customers would invest within their risk profile. So we, you know, that's part of the discussion we would have with them as well.
You know, a lot of the things we've spoken about, they do sound quite complex. And again, we joked about you couldn't be the fund manager yourself unless you gave up the day job and became a trader. But you kind of have to say to yourself, look, these do sound complicated. And do they require a lot of management by investors out there, or do you take care of that for them?
We take care of that for them. As I said earlier, we have the three levels of investment management, our strategy team, and the various fund managers. So all that is done for the customer. You know, we will be aware that some customers investing with us are first-time investors, may not have invested before. So we would take them through the product in great detail, go through a breakdown of what is invested in, how it's invested, how it's managed on an ongoing basis, what the investment horizon is, what the investment strategy is, and how that changes on an ongoing basis depending on market conditions, and break it down into, you know, I suppose, smaller components and explain it to the customer how it works. And I suppose that the key thing for the customer is that they understand that they're investing in something that has the potential and has demonstrated over the last, in case of Civic, over the last 24 years, that it will outperform a return on deposit, but that there will be periods of volatility and that they have to be in a position that they can deal with those and remain invested in those periods of volatility. And that's very, very important.
Yeah. So we have a dedicated strategy team. We've spoken about this a little bit a while ago. So we have a dedicated strategy team who sit in Brussels and they manage the overarching asset allocation and the underlying strategy. So we communicate our strategy updates on a monthly basis. We make it available for all our customers via our website. So around times of volatility as well, so we've seen a bit of that this year, we try to communicate to our customers what's going on and how our outlook, how our outlook changes, if it does. So we've kind of maintained our, we're overweight versus our equity allocation. We're overweight by 2.5%. So our outlook and our base scenario remains expansion. We're confident that if there are returns available, they're mostly going to come from equities. So yeah, it's all about trying to communicate what our view is and make sure they're...
And you can show them just with the track record of the KBC, the products have been around for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. The Civic Fund is on the market for 24 years. It was launched in February 1994. The CPPI funds are on the market for 12 years, so they have a proven track record. Just going back to or touching on a point that you mentioned earlier on in relation to the returns and the overweight or underweight in terms of equities. Again, that's important that the customer is aware. Like Hugh said, we're 2.5% overweight in equities at the moment. If I remember back to October, November 2016, we were 7.5% underweight in equities at that stage. There was an election going on in the United States. There was the outcome of the Brexit vote was making headlines. So at that stage, we were only 22% of our fund or thereabouts invested in equities. Whereas at the moment, because the outlook for equities is quite positive at the moment, we're at 32.5% in equities. That's part of the management.
And that's one of the benefits of a managed fund. You have these our strategy team who are looking at this all day, every day. Just to take the 2016 example, we were 7.5% underweight in the lead up to the Brexit referendum because the polls were so tight at the time we couldn't call which way they were going to go. If they voted and they subsequently have voted to leave, we didn't know what the fallout would be. Now it turned, we've seen that it was a minor blip and the markets continued on their merry way. But, our strategy team decided it was time to take some risk off the table because if there was a kind of an outbreak in volatility or contagion and it started seeping into other markets, that it would have affected the performance of the funds. So again, it's another element, of what you're paying for when you pay your management fee.
Yeah, and most people wouldn't be able to do that if they were making these decisions themselves.
Absolutely not. Again, going back to the 50 positions to be diversified as an individual investor, to do that over those 50 funds and to monitor those companies on an ongoing basis and make the correct decision is something that an individual would not have the time to.
And people tend to invest very emotionally. So, if they decide to pick their own stocks, and then if it's it's very easy to buy something, but it's almost impossible to sell something, especially at the right time. So, it's one of the things we pride ourselves on.
And Pat, one of the things that we talk about, people with short-term horizons, medium-term horizons, when you're sitting down with customers, do you give them the kind of, here's what you should be looking at over time, how many years you should be invested for?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you look at the various funds, defensive investor, we're talking about an investment horizon of 3 years. So they need to be in a position or don't intend to need access to that funds for 3 years. If somebody is a dynamic investor, we're talking about an investment horizon of 5 years. If somebody is a very dynamic investor looking at a high-risk product, we're talking about a seven-year horizon. As I said earlier, the funds are open-ended. If a customer needs access to that funds for some reason or the fund has performed particularly well and they need to or want to come to take their funds out of it, they have full access without any fee, without any charge, without any penalty to come back out.
Yeah, we publish our NAVs every day as well. So if people want to keep track of it, they can. But again, like Pat said, if you're going to be an investor who kind of makes checks the NAVs every day, maybe it's probably not for you.
And how often, before we wrap it up, how often should people be looking at maybe changing some of their investments?
Well, I suppose as Hugh said there, they can follow the performance of the
shouldn't
fund.
Shouldn't be looking at net asset values every day.
Shouldn't be looking at every day. But I suppose on top of that, we write out to our customers every quarter, so they get a quarterly update in relation to the performance of the fund. Again, the investment that they're in is determined by their risk profile. We would recommend, and the majority of our customers would come back and do a review with us on an annual basis. It may be that a customer that's invested in the Civic Fund may look at putting additional funds into the CPPI Fund, again, further diversifying their overall investment, so they're in both Civic and the CPPI at that stage. Or it could be that customers that are in a higher risk fund may look, depending on market outlooks, to move from the higher risk fund into a lower risk fund. So we would recommend that customers would have a review with us on an annual basis, and we take them through the options. And again, new products and things coming on market as well to keep them informed of those.
Okay, Hugh and Pat, thank you very much for coming in. We'll have another in our series of podcasts in association with KBC Bank next month. Thank you very much for listening.